There can be no development without participation, and no participation without communication. Roberto Savio, corporate founder of IPS, Inner Press Service. Case: Sub-Saharan Africa, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda. The ultimate aim should be in the following cases not to improve performance, efficiency, effectiveness, transparency, and accountability of government, but rather enabling it to start up and running, functioning, to begin with. In utilizing any potential available, many underdevelopment countries have decided to employ ICT to enhance delivery of government services to their citizens, and are thus at various stages of ICT implementation. Several benefits are presumed to be associated with ICT services that basically translate to provision of direct services to citizens instead of overflowing additionally bureaucratic traditional flow of paperwork between the government and the citizens. The benefits include, in this case, savings in terms of money and time. ICT is expected to provide citizens with a point of reference to access and transact the information they need via local governmental services, tailored to provide information irrespective of the various functional units of that particular government agency. This saves time for both parties involved. Not that time management was ever an issue in Africa, anyway. Cost reduction, though, was, and still is, a very much real, pragmatic issue. Costs of transitioning through ICT could be absorbed by redirecting resources to focus on a new way of doing business in and with Africa. Improvement of accountability could be another benefit that many observers have associated with ICT provisional services. This is basically related to the above-mentioned benefits of cost saving, since the government could reduce the spending of public money where providing more services that give results within a shorter period of time than a traditional processes. Certainly, these benefits can apply to different underdevelopment governing environments, as the current case indicates. In this case, the countries have been selected on a broader regional definition of belonging in a geographical entity, and importance is given in understanding, synthesizing, and illustrating any potential dynamics of ICT development in the entire region. In addition, major challenges are addressed that the communities face in sharing experiences, resources, products, and behaviors that are drawn from the same pool of grassroots communities in the sub-Saharan Africa region. ICT appears to be a priority on the development agenda of these African countries, and strategies are being gradually implemented to integrate them into the development process. Reforms are taking place in the telecommunications sector by companies' privatization, liberalization, and restriction of national monopolies. However, most of the countries do not appear to have an integrated vision of the policies implemented in the ICT sector. Introduced reforms are still sectorial in nature, and the result of this vision is that an integrated approach that could be more holistic in terms of policies designing to introduce ICT for democracy development has yet to be adopted.